Hello.
Hi.
Hello, JB.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you doing, JB? Look, my name is Walter, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. I'm not going to take too much of your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they don't.
Okay. So like I said, I'm not going to take too much of your time, okay? And you're doing me a big favor by helping me out with these answers. All right. Let me see. Okay. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I am 70 years old.
Oh, okay. I know that it's still a long way off. But what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, great. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Are you white, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino? You already said no about that one. Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Black.
Okay, African-American. Great. Now, is it okay if I ask you for your age? 70, you say, right?
70, yes.
Oh, okay, great, great. Okay, now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all for you. Fighting racism and discrimination.
Yes, I got it. I didn't quite understand.
Fighting racism? From 0 to 10.
Am I racist?
No. The president and the Congress, they should focus more on these issues, fighting racism and discrimination from 0 to 10, 10 being the most important.
10.
Okay. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as white communities?
They're in the black community, worse.
Worse, okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse or black for African-Americans?
Well, it don't look like getting no better. It might not be too much worse, but it sure ain't got no better.
So it's worse or it's staying about the same?
It ain't about the same, I guess.
Okay. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, opioids and fantasy, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, other.
I would say crack and meth and ketamine.
Okay. Meth. Okay, I want to ask you an opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Now, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or don't know.
Will it harm human?
Yes.
Yes, it will, because I'm messed up right now from smoking. I got COPD, plus I just got some stents I had running my leg, and I lost a toe. So I know tobacco will harm.
Oh, wow. Okay. I hear you. You lost a toe?
Yeah, they had to take off a toe because there was no blood getting out of it. It got a sore on top of it, a sore under it.
Oh,
wow. It was sitting in a bad spot, and it couldn't heal after they got the blood down. So they had to take some off.
That's why I take care of myself like that, too, because I'm diabetic. I've been having diabetes for 25 years. I'm 53 years old. I'm not a little kid, you know? So now I like to, So now I like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products for each. Tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with this product. Heat not burn tobacco products.
I didn't quite get that.
Okay, I'm going to mention three different tobacco products. I want you to tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar, or don't know. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
Not burn tobacco products? Like?
Yeah. No, it's heat, not burn tobacco products. It's like a vape.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't know nothing about that. I haven't seen it, but I don't.
Electrical cigarettes? Electrical cigarettes or vapes?
Right. Well, they said it's dangerous, too, so.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches.
To my to stop smoking.
Do you know about the product?
Well, I wore the patch. I had to wear them and quit smoking. Chewed the gum, too.
So somewhat familiar or very familiar?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Now, I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 try to quit smoking are successful. Many have insisted successfully switch from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up? More government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or don't know?
I believe because it went up so high, that cut back on it. So.
Yeah, the cost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about this harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Now, the other one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm and smoking, and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Which one do you agree with?
I agree with the nicotine patch.
Okay, so the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and I would like to say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes. And will you say vaping is much more less harmful than smoking cigarettes, or just somewhat more less harmful?
I'm not sure on the vaping part.
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure about the vapor part.
All right, no problem. I'm going to put not sure. Now, I'm going to read you, let me see. We already halfway, so we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioid use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. How do you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Now, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
About 10.
10, okay. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts help realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarettes taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and the large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoking-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Okay, so sometimes over the course of surveys, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reductions, that public health strategy focuses on lowering the health and risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches?
No, I quit smoking in 2000.
All right, no, I understand. It's just, I'm just asking you the questions. Electronic
right,
cigarettes or vapes?
Yeah, throw them away.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes? Cigars?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. We already at 86. We almost done. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1 to 11? High school graduate, some college, college graduated, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
No, 10th grade.
Okay. Are you married or married with partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, don't know?
Low income.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
No, I live in Mississippi. It's a little small town, but it's a little kind of rough. I do a lot of shooting. They're shooting people houses and stuff. They hardly ever shoot anybody. Now this might get killed, but it ain't no good neighborhood.
So would it be urban or suburban or rural?
No, it's kind of, well, it's a small town. It's nothing really. Maybe 2,000, 3,000 people live.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Am I gay?
No. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I don't quite understand that question.
Okay. Don't know.
Put it to me another way.
We almost done. We already 94. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or independent or something else?
Democrat.
Strongly Democrat? Strong Democrat? Okay. In the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And in the 2024 elections for presidents were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and the Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and enjoy the rest of your day. Okay, sir?
You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.